KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap some of the high school sports from the weekend. On the weekend in high school wrestling, Atlantic Cam finishing in third place at a dual tourney in Southeast Polk. They picked up a victory over Lewis Central 37-22. Joe Weaver, Caden Stutzman each went 3-0. On the day for Atlantic, Lewis Central went fourth in that tourney. Also at the Mustang Invitational at Shenandoah, Atlantic Cam placing second. Savannah, Missouri was the champ with 177. Atlantic Cam had 144.5 for second place. Scott Catholic, St. Albert, East Mills were the top five teams. Cale Polito took the title at 182 for Atlantic. Also in wrestling over the weekend at Carroll, Clarinda finished 2-2 in the tourney as they picked up wins over Denison and Pocahontas area. Denison went 0-4 in their matches on the day. At North Polk, Red Oak went 1-3 in the tourney, the Tigers winning over Forest City. At Waukee, Harlan went 2-2 in that tournament, the Cyclones beating Ottumwa and Sioux City North. Zane Bendorf was 5-0 on the weekend for Harlan. At Central DeWitt, Creston OM finished third in the team standings with 162.5 points and had two runners-up in the tourney. Austin Evans at 120, Jackson Kinsella at 195. Also at the Thunderbird Invitational at Johnson County, Nebraska, Southwest Iowa's Kyle Kesterson won the title at 138. Seth Edelman at 113 and Gabe Johnson at 120 each got second place finishes. At Ridgeview, Coon Rapids Bayard went 1-3 on the day, beating Sioux City West in their lone victory. Also, Logan Magnolia with the championship at the Western Iowa Conference Tournament on the weekend. They totaled 210 points. Missouri Valley with a 203 total was second. Underwood third at 152. Trainer, Riverside, AHSTW, Tri-Center, and Audubon round out the team listings. Now, individually at each weight class, the champions include Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley at 106, Eli Collins of AHSTW at 113, Jace Rose of Riverside at 120, Stevie Barnes of Underwood at 126, Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia at 132, at 138, Fred Veach of Missouri Valley, the titleist, Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia wins at 145, Briar Rice of Loma wins at 152, Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia, the champ at 160, Gage Clausen of Mo Valley wins at 170, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center wins at 182, Corey Coleman of Trainer was the champ at 195. Chris Gardner of Underwood at 220, the titleist. Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia, the winner at 285 in that tourney on Saturday. High school basketball, a few matches around the area on Saturday night. In boys basketball, Nottoway Valley beating Atlantic 67-61. It was Harlan over Glenwood 53-42. Ballard topping Kemper Catholic 87-49. AHSTW 63-60 over St. Albert. In girls basketball Saturday, Nottoway Valley over Atlantic 69-51. Sydney beat St. Albert 61-54. Glenwood over Harlan 73-46. Kemper Catholic 36-31 over South Hardin. Iowa State basketball team snapped a four-game losing skid. The Cyclones taking control early in the second half in a 60-45 win over Jackson State on Sunday afternoon.
You know, we needed to win, so we start understanding, you know, what winning's about. You know, because winning is hard, and winning takes a certain habit and a certain commitment. And so we got to continue to work towards that. But it was good. You know, offensive, obviously, you know, we struggled, but defensively, you know, for the most part, hold anybody 45 points is a positive.
That's ISU coach Steve Prome. Solomon Young led the Cyclones with 18 points. He had 8 rebounds and 4 block shots. Cyclones did commit 19 turnovers against Jackson State. They want to try to clean that up. Drake has matched its best start in program history as Tank Hemphill scored 21 points and the Bulldogs rolled to a 111-67 win over Chicago State.
You know, moving to 8-0 is a good feeling, and you got one non-conference game left on Tuesday at home versus North Dakota. So it certainly got a quick turnaround, and our guys have to be ready to go.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. The Bulldogs made 12 three-pointers and shot better than 60% in the contest. Fourth-ranked Michigan State can expect to slide in the AP men's basketball poll today after losing to Northwestern for the first time in almost 9 years. Bo Bowie scored a career-high 30 points, and the Wildcats ended a 12-game losing streak to the Spartans, winning 79-65. In other top 25 action, number 6 Houston, an 88-55 winner over Alcorn State. Number 9 Creighton, 76-74 over Connecticut. Also 11th-ranked Texas, a 77-74 win over Oklahoma State. And number 19 Rutgers knocked off number 13 Illinois, 91-88. Iowa will play Missouri in the December 30th Music City Bowl in Nashville after opening 0-2. The 15th-ranked Hawkeyes have won six straight.
Looking forward to going to Nashville. We've got a big challenge playing Missouri. So it's just, you know, it's a great reward for our players. Good opportunity for us to be together for another 10 games here and have a chance to compete one more time.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. It's Iowa's first appearance in the Music City Bowl.
One nice sidebar. I think this location gives us, our families, a little bit of better access to the bowl. Makes it a little bit easier for travel, which is usually a challenge for us at bowl time. And then also, as I understand it, fans are going to be available too. So really happy for our fans in that regard. And it's going to be great for our players to actually play in front of fans. We haven't done that in over a year now.
Ferentz tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday. He's working from home and scheduled to return to practice on the 27th. Iowa's game last week against Michigan was canceled because of a cobra outbreak between the Wolverines. Ferentz won't be there tomorrow when the Hawkeyes resume their practices. Iowa and Mizzou met in the 2010 Insight Bowl in Phoenix, the Hawkeyes knocking off 14th-ranked Missouri 27-24. Kickoff is set for 3 o'clock on the 30th, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio. Nissan Stadium is the site in Nashville, and that game will be broadcast live here on KJAN. Well, season of firsts continues for Iowa State as the Cyclones will play Oregon on Saturday, January 2nd at 3 p.m. in the Fiesta Bowl. It's the first January Bowl for the 10th-ranked Cyclones, who lost to Oklahoma 27-21 in the Big 12 title game.
For myself, Iowa State University, our athletic department, we're beyond grateful for the opportunity to play in this great game. We certainly understand the prestige and history of the Fiesta Bowl, and to play an opponent obviously like Oregon and what Coach Cristobal has continued to do there and the success of that program. I can tell you our kids will be truly honored to be able to play in this game.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. The Cyclones will take an 8-3 record into their first major bowl game. Campbell is confident the Cyclones will be able to bounce back from their loss to Oklahoma.
You know, we've never let one game define who we are, and I think that's why this program and this team has continued to be able to grow and do great things. And so, you know, you take the lessons, you grow from those lessons, and now you get two more weeks to prepare for another great opponent, another great opportunity, and I think our kids will see it as that way.
That game is set to be played at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona on January 2nd. Notre Dame's loss to Clemson in Saturday's ACC title game didn't prevent the Irish from landing a spot in the college football playoff semifinals. Notre Dame was picked over Texas A&M for the final berth and will take on Alabama near Dallas on January 1st. The other game will have Clemson taking on Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. The Fighting Irish are the first team to lose a conference title game and make the selection committee's Final Four. The ACC is the second conference to have two teams in the playoffs, thanks to an invitation to allow Notre Dame to compete during the pandemic-altered season. Also, in other bowl matchups of note, the fifth-ranked Aggies have to settle for a meeting with number 13 North Carolina in the Orange Bowl on January 2nd. Big 12 champ Oklahoma will battle SEC runner-up Florida in the December 30th Cotton Bowl. The American Athletic Conference winner and sixth-ranked Cincinnati will meet Georgia in the Peach Bowl on New Year's Day. Final AP regular season college football poll has Alabama on top, with Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Texas A&M the top five. Cincinnati, Indiana, Oklahoma, Coastal Carolina, and Florida round out the top 10. Iowa State settles in at number 12. Northwestern is 15. Iowa is 17. Texas is at number 20. A Florida standout tight end Kyle Pitts is turning pro, skipping the Gators bowl game. He made that announcement on social media less than 12 hours after the 11th-ranked Gators lost to number 1 Alabama in the SEC championship game. Wisconsin quarterback Jack Cohn has entered the transfer portal after an injury-riddled season in which he didn't play. Cohn made 18 starts from 2018 to 19 and helped the Badgers reach the Rose Bowl in 2019. Minnesota is the latest college football bowl subdivision team to opt out of a bowl game. Coach P.J. Fleck announced Sunday the decision was made collectively by athletic department leadership, coaches, and players. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs earned their 9th straight win to maintain control of the top seed in the AFC playoffs. Patrick Mahomes threw for 254 yards and 3 scores in the Chiefs' 32-29 win at New Orleans. Also on Sunday, the Jets beat the Rams 23-20, Colts over the Texans 27-20, Titans beat the Lions 46-25, Browns over the New York Giants 20-6, Ravens beat the Jaguars 40-7, Buccaneers over the Falcons 31-27, Seahawks beat Washington 20-15, Dolphins over the Patriots 22-12, Cardinals beat the Eagles 33-26, Bears over the Vikings 33-27, Cowboys over the 49ers 41-33. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.